check out Poppin' Joe or whoever the hell's hosting that show. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesdays at noon for the Starkey Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Go to 93.7thefan.com's contesting page to learn more. This is the PM Team Weekend Review. Malzie's weekend has stretched into a Monday. He's off playing golf somewhere. We can do a Big Ben topic without Malzie here. Coming up next hour, Art Rooney putting Ben into the Steelers Hall of Honor. Hear where Art Rooney ranked Ben all time among quarterbacks. He put him in rarefied air. Donnie is here. I think PM Team Weekend Review is just going to turn into movie review. Like most of the free world, the two of us watched Happy Gilmore 2 this weekend. And I got to admit, I thought it was one of the best sequels I've ever watched. Yeah.
One of the best sequels you've ever watched.
Sequels suck. Sequels, by and large, suck.
I know, but I'm not going to put it up.
It was a really good sequel.
I'm not going to put it up there with, like, okay, The Godfather Part 2 or The Dark Knight.
And I tweeted that, and I said, look, it's not Godfather 2, but by sequel standards, this is a fantastic sequel.
I thought it got the job done. I mean, it was definitely silly, which is what was expected.
People think they were getting? Citizen Kane? I mean, it's not supposed to be a serious drama. It's freaking Happy Gilmore comes back after 30 years.
Right. Like, you can't go into it thinking it'll be a great sequel. And you can't go into it thinking it's going to touch the original, because it doesn't do that either. But I thought that it exceeded the expectation a little bit. I don't think it was, like, outstanding.
All right, think about this. Would you agree that Caddyshack is one of the greatest movies of all time?
Yeah, it's certainly not.
Have you ever tried to watch
2?
Exactly. Yes, Caddyshack 2 sucked.
Yeah.
Jaws 2 sucked.
Yeah, every Jaws sequel was awful.
Right. Most of these movies after the original are just unwatchable. This is a very watchable movie.
Yeah, I mean, it got, you know, it made you laugh. It was silly. Like, it gets the job done there. Like, if you just want, like, an easy-to-watch movie.
I cried twice. I'll admit that. I cried.
It's probably too early to give, like, downright spoilers.
But there was something that happened in the first... Did you think what happened in the first 5 minutes of the movie was going to happen?
Yeah, that's actually a part I was not a fan of.
Did you know that going in?
No, I didn't.
Me neither. So they already pulled a curveball on you right off the bat there. I'm not going to, like you said, it's too soon to give that away entirely. So that was a moment that I didn't see coming. There were laugh out loud moments. I thought some of the people that came into the supporting cast, I thought John Daly was good. He had a way bigger role than I thought. He had his moments. Our girl Paige Spiranek, just a very solid performance as a Dick's Sporting Goods employee, I thought.
Oh,
I loved it.
You watch that, and it's like I thought it was Meryl Streep.
So I gave it, I think I only used 4 stars for some reason when I first did it. I gave it 3 out of 4 stars.
I don't know.
Why can't you go there?
I mean, it was fine. Like,
what would you give it then? Like a B minus? C plus?
Yeah, like a C plus grade. It was about what I expected, and it went a little bit above that. Like, I thought it got funnier than I expected it to.
What's holding it back from being just a good movie in general, in your opinion?
I thought the main antagonist was pretty lame.
Okay.
I don't know if you felt the same way. Like, what was his name in the movie? Frank Manatee?
Yes. Yeah, okay, you're saying he doesn't measure up to Shooter McGavin in the original, and I think that that's
right,
fair critique.
Which I understand is, like, impossible to do.
I thought Shooter came back and had his moments.
Christopher McDonald was very good. He brought back the old...
He had sat around for 30 years without getting any acting opportunities. He had been typecast as Shooter McGavin, and thank God, after a long wait, they made a second one of these. So he got back in the mix.
Here's something else I'll give it credit for. I don't know if you saw recently, I don't know how recent the interview actually was, but the comments were made public somewhat recently.
Yep.
They had to change up a lot of this because Carl Weathers was supposed to be, like, a pretty big part.
Ooh,
again,
I didn't know that.
As Chubbs. So it does make you wonder how much different the movie would have been if Chubbs was still in it, if Carl Weathers was still with us.
Or like what The Sopranos would have been like if Tony's mom never died in real life. Because they had to make Janet a bigger character because of that. Did you know that?
Yeah, but Tony's mom sucks so bad that I don't think it really...
oh, yeah, because Janet was a real winner. Janice.
But yeah, I mean... But it's not like...
She was a loathsome character, too,
it's
man.
It's not like we lost, I don't know, Christopher in the second season of the show.
Yeah, you're like the guy, the Chubbs replacement, his son, really didn't do much for me.
Did you recognize who that was, by the way?
Yeah, that was the guy from Breaking Bad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Huel. Lavelle Crawford.
He gets fat, skinny, fat again and everything now. Would you agree with that?
You're right. He was big again.
He was big again. He got skinny for a while, and now he's fat again.
Yeah. Kind of the Jonah Hill thing.
Or Oprah.
But I ultimately enjoyed the movie, yeah. I mean, there were parts that absolutely made me laugh. You just can't go in it with, like, the unfair expectation that it's going to be better than the OG. I mean, I'm one of those people, I think the original Happy Gilmore's his best work.
I agree. We were talking about that, Amanda and I. If you asked Adam Sandler, would he call Happy Gilmore his best movie? And I think he probably would, right?
And think about this. I mean, I know that they made like a Grown Ups 2. I know there's like a couple that have gotten sequels, but not many. I also, for the Grown Ups thing, I think that was just more, I want to hang out with my main core buddies for a few more months.
Which I was surprised, like there were a bleep ton of cameos.
But you didn't get like the heavy hitters.
No Kevin James, yeah. No David Spade, none of those guys. You did get Rob Schneider for 5 seconds.
Yes. Yes, you did. That was one I actually forgot about until just now.
And there were
a
couple of
one.
His goofy friends who were in all those old movies who weren't in this one. I don't know if they've died. But there are always...
Who are you referencing there?
Well, I have no idea what these guys' names are. But there was like a troop of actors that was like five or six deep that were in all the Sandler movies. And the guy with the lazy eye was back. And the old guy... And the old guy... who was on the beach in this movie, who's the dude who spoke in like the Cajun twang that you couldn't understand.
He was Farmer Fran.
Yeah.
And the Waterboy.
The Waterboy. Yeah. He was in it.
He's in a lot of stuff.
But then a couple of his other go-to guys were not in this. So I don't know if there's been a falling out or maybe they've just gotten old.
So Alan Covert is a big one. That was the one that was his caddy in the first one, like the homeless guy.
Oh, yeah. Was he in this one?
I don't remember.
I don't think he was. That's exactly who I'm talking about. Thank you.
And another big one is Peter Dante, who was like the quarterback in The Waterboy.
That's the other guy I'm thinking about. Where was he?
Yeah, I don't know if they had any sort of like falling out or whatever. But yeah, I mean, he snuck some of those other guys in there. One of my buddies
he always
wondered,
gave those guys a solid.
One of my buddies wondered if. He reached out to Chris Rock about being Chubbs' son before he reached out to...
Yeah.
Huel.
Or how about like a Tim Meadows?
He's buddies with Timmy Meadows, too.
Right.
He's in a lot of those movies. But there's another, I wouldn't say like big one in terms of like the guys that are in all of his movies. Kevin Nealon.
He came back.
Gary Potter.
Yes, he did. Feeling the flow.
I thought he was going to drop a couple of the old lines. I like the little Will Zalatoris play because everybody's made that joke.
I thought Zalatoris was pretty good in this movie. He had a big, among the golfers, he probably had more speaking lines than Rory, and although Scheffler did actually have quite a bit.
Scheffler was one of the funnier ones, I thought.
Yeah, he did deliver some
and then,
good one-liners.
See, like there's one I liked a lot that was very, it was a line that was very subtle from him. But it was one of the funnier moments. I don't want to completely spoil
that one.
Well,
I told you guys this off the air. I said, I just hope this doesn't turn into a movie where he just shoehorns his daughters in. And like he has to almost make up roles for them. And that kind of happened with one of his daughters, I felt like. What did we just get here?
Oh, so our web guy, Andy Lindberg. Okay, so now there's a reason why that he had a... He has not had Peter Dante in any of his movies recently.
Yes, because more than 10 years ago, he uttered a racial slur, allegedly. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good enough reason to not have him in. And then allegedly threatened to kill his neighbor and harm his wife and kids. All right. That's how you get cut off by Adam Sandler right there, folks.
And that guy.
But how about the guy that was his caddy in the first one? And I mean, I look, this Bad Bunny obviously has a huge following, but they should have brought back the homeless guy as his caddy. Don't you think?
Yeah,
he's one of the better characters from the original Happy Gilmore. What the heck's he been up to for 30 years? Let's get an update on him. See, now I'm actually starting to knock my rating down of this movie a little bit.
So now what I'm seeing here is that... Now, I mean, what Google's telling me is that there's no, like, there was no evidence of a falling out between Covert and Sandler.
And the guy who played Jaws and James Bond, who was in... Happy Gilmore is dead.
Yes.
But then the basketball player played his son, and he did a brilliant job.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I think it's a good movie. Did you watch it yet, Jack? You going to give it a whirl?
I did watch it, and I thought it was very good, yes.
There you go. Very good.
I also thought that Bad Bunny was the best cameo in the movie. I thought he was the best actor.
Well, we could disagree on that, but that's all right.
Okay, so I found a Yahoo article here about why Alan Covert was absent from Happy Gilmore 2, which, by the way, here's a funny piece of trivia. I know Happy Gilmore, the original, like the back of my hand. It's one of those movies that Sarah will like not watch with me because I can't help myself.
But just quote it before they say the lines. Yeah, that is very annoying.
Do you know what the caddy's actual name is?
When would they have said it?
I don't know if they ever do. I don't know if it's like on a...
The guy gets kicked off the grounds of the country club for trying to clean their cars. Then Gilmore waits for them to like appoint him a caddy. They don't. And then you see him like bring him onto the golf course at the first tee. But I think that's really it, right? Like, I don't really think
Otto is his name.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it says here, it seems there was no reason outside the movie to replace the actor in Happy Gilmore 2, as Alan Covert continues to share a working relationship with Adam Sandler, in whose films he often appears. It seems that the reason for Covert's character being cut out is mainly narrative.
Yeah, that's not a good enough reason.
And then it also brings up like all the other people that were also in this one, like, you know, the commissioner's back in it. How about the IRS guy that threw grandma out of her house?
Yep. Obviously, Ben Stiller.
Yes.
Hal-El. I think Hal-El should have had a bigger role. I mean, if I'm going to actually nitpick this movie, like, make him the biggest villain. Maybe he gets involved in the competing tour in some way and tries to undermine Happy.
He's been a good villain before. I mean, White Goodman in Dodgeball, that's a good... sports movie villain.
What's the line from the first one where his mom goes, I think I'd like a warm glass of milk.
You can take a warm glass of shut the hell up. Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
That's a good moment from the first one. He'll take a warm... Who the hell drinks warm milk before bed? Seriously. All right.